This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, here with our puzzle guru, Art Chung, and our house musician, Jonathan Colton. And our next two contestants, Jesse Souto. You are a marketer for a large bank.
That is correct.
Exciting. But you've also appeared in infomercials. Are you? Do you audition for that?
Yeah, I was a little bit of a child star. My friend's dad growing up was a local Raffy-like object, and so I was, you know, generic kid in background and sang back up on the wheels on the bus on some of his albums.
My God. You know,
I've recovered pretty well.
Yeah, that's awesome. And Meredith Brooks, you're a student at Rutgers. Excellent.
Yes.
What are you studying?
Human resource management.
Wow, that sounds like it has potential.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, good. You have a favorite piece of trivia about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
So why don't you share with us?
Hillary Clinton won a Grammy Award.
And what does she have a Grammy for?
She won something for an audiobook that she recorded in the 90s.
Nope, not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not.
I know, that's like Lady Gaga winning an award for acting.
Yeah.
Jesse, what do you miss most about being a teenager?
You know, I think it would have to be the laundry disappearing from the floor and magically reappearing clean and folded.
You know what? It's nice that you noticed that. I think your parents
would be
very proud.
I don't know who did it, but yeah.
You don't know who did it. Meredith, you were a teenager not long ago.
Yeah, I just turned 21 in November.
Yeah, sure. Smart thing to say in a bar.
Yeah, definitely. My friends and I would always gather in large groups of people and we'd just hang around the mall. And I feel like I can't do that now because the mall has a purpose to shop.
Yeah, because it'd be creepy as an adult to just hang around the mall.
Now I see kids that are 14 and 15 at the mall doing what I used to do and it's really annoying.
So this is a music game. I'm going to hand it over to Jonathan Colton. And Jonathan, I have something I need to tell you.
Okay.
You make me feel like I'm living in a teenage dream. And by that, I mean I have way too much eyeshadow on, I'm paranoid that nobody likes me, and I'm failing physics. That's my teenage dream.
Come on, don't be like that. You're great at physics.
Thanks.
Ophira is, of course, referring to the Katy Perry song, Teenage Dream, which we have rewritten to be about less romantic teenage things. So channel your inner teenager and buzz in when you know the answer. The winner will move on to our final round. And the loser will stomp upstairs, slam the door, and yell, "You're not my real dad!" Here we go. You think I'm pretty, but I've got a mouth of tin, a bunch of metal that food always gets stuck in. My orthodontist is causing a constant frown, frown. Meredith.
Braces.
Braces, that's right. Did you have braces, Meredith?
Yeah.
Was it terrible?
Not really.
All right.
I wanted braces. I wanted them super
badly. You wanted
badly.
Braces?
I wanted really badly. Because the rich kids got the braces.
Oh. So. Poor kids just had crooked teeth.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a great story. Thanks for bringing the room down.
Showing you that there's many angles to the braces thing.
Okay, we're just going to cut this all out. Cut this all out later. Let's go all the way today to the DMV. Then alone, I'll steer away. Cause I can't ditch this learner's permit. Meredith.
License?
Yes, driver's license. That's correct. This makes me feel pretty nervous. I fill the bubbles with my pencil. I hope my score is high enough for my college of choice. My college of choice. Jesse.
Would that be the SATs?
It would be the SATs. You got it.
Now, I never took the SATs. Is it true that if you use a number 3 pencil, you get electrocuted?
That's right. Not at the time of taking the test, so they come to your house later and electrocute you. I'll sit still, look slightly to the side, try to smile, hope I don't close my eyes. Hurry up, Just take their shot for this annual thing. This annual thing. Meredith.
School picture.
School picture. Puzzle group of Chung.
What would you take that school picture for?
Yearbook.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
All right, Max.
Now, Meredith, you lied about being 21, so let me ask this. Did you have your yearbook picture photoshopped?
I think I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jesse?
That was not an option when
I
was in high school.
Yeah, I didn't have that either.
That would have changed everything.
Oh, my God. It never even occurred to me you could... Oh, my...
Yes!
I think you could write down, like, certain blemishes you saw in the picture, and they would, like, correct them.
Remove nose.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Just change where it is.
Right. Add third eye. Here comes my birthday, and I'm gonna celebrate a super number that carries a certain weight, 2 years from voting, but I hope to get a car. Get a car. Jesse.
Sweet 16?
Sweet 16. You got it. When I just spoke on the phone, came out high, then low. I guess it's just testosterone that explains this annoying cracking. Meredith.
Puberty.
Puberty.
Yeah.
Boo, that's right. This is your last clue. They make me feel like I'm full of smiles. I love Zayn. No, I love Harry Styles. I just scream. They're all so cute. I will marry them all. Will marry them all. Jesse.
One Direction.
Yeah. Well done. Archung, how did our contestants do?
They both did amazing. Our recent teenager Meredith has won this round. Congratulations.